Brett Lowther kicks off, and we're underway from Percival Molson Stadium. And they go empty on second and three for the Rider 37, and Manziel drops to pass. Pressured in the pocket, he's in trouble. Now, scrambles left. Juddie's in trouble and takes a sack. Back around the 50-yard line, Toby Antigua with a sack. Pipkin quarterbacks it. It's a quarterback keep, but he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Montreal. Trey Mason inside, busted into the second level. Now he's gone to the end zone. Touchdown, Riders. Trey Mason from 28 yards out. That's his first in the CFL. Caleros drops, looks end zone, sees nothing now. He's pressured and he'll heave it down the goal line. And Swerve Moore makes the catch just across the goal line. Touchdown, Riders. I thought Zach was throwing it away. Double reverse, and now Manziel downfield for Adarius Bowman. Pulls it in. Touchdown, Montreal, from 47 yards out. First and goal from the one. Nick Marshall under center. Trey Mason in the backfield. And now Marshall around the left end in the end zone, standing up. Touchdown, Riders, and they take the lead late in the first half. On first down, Calero stands, throws over the middle, and it's Air Jordan with the catch and the touchdown. Bartel's punt fielded by Logan at the Alouette 35-yard line. There's a penalty marker down. Logan gets free, and he's off to the races. Riders 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Montreal. Down 8, 9, 12 to go. One back set for Manziel on first down. Play action, pressure off the edge. Dodges his man, throws to the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown. Ernest Jackson. And the Alouettes are within two. The clock hits zero. Zach Caleros takes the knee from the victory formation, and that's it. The Saskatchewan Roughriders win in Montreal this afternoon, 34-29.
Live from Mosaic Stadium in Regina, the CFL is on the air. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Today it's a Thanksgiving Day Monday matchup as the 7-7 Edmonton Eskimos visit the 9-5 Saskatchewan Roughriders. And we open it up for Redhead Equipment, the Cooperator, C. Dylan Holmeson at Holmeson Insurance in Regina, and Sask Milk. Riders Jeremy O'Day joins us on the pregame. And Jeremy, a very long week since we last saw you guys. That win at Montreal, has it been good for your club?
It's been good. You know, the long weeks for us are they seem to be this late in the year. They seem to take forever to get to the game. I'm sure is for everyone as well. But 8-day week, a longer day week. So the guys had a little more rest than usual. Nice to get that those couple days off for the guys, and hopefully they got some good rest. And then we had a good week of practice, good week of workouts, and the guys are ready to get back on the field for the final stretch here.
Everybody, Jeremy, I'm sure you know, is at the Riders, particularly the media, on clinching home field, the playoff ramifications, the game itself. And it just seems like the players are trying to say, hey, we just got to win. Is that a focus within the locker room to keep the guys on just today's game and not let it be too big?
Yeah, I think, if we have to keep our players' mindset on this game, then there's probably a problem. I think they're focused on this one. This is obviously a huge game because of the work that the players have done to put themselves in the position to make it a huge game. 7 weeks ago they weren't talking about it, and they've kept the same approach regardless, and haven't bought into reading the paper or staring at the standings. They're really focused on Edmonton. Our division is jam packed with all five teams, and this is just another step up the ladder. And you know, the next game is the biggest game, and that's this week against Edmonton.
Well, you mentioned the players, but you have to look big picture. You're a logistical guy, right? I mean, first place versus second, have you thought about that? You got that week 20 bye. Does it matter to you, first or second? Is first still the goal?
Well, our goal is to win the rest of our games, right? So there'll be a little bit of that that's out of our control if we can catch first or not. But, as I said, we're trying to get one game at a time. We know this is a big game because it's the next game, in operations you're always you're always going to watch the standings and you're always going to keep your eye on that. But for the players, you know, their focus has to be on just this game, and can't worry about what happens in the other games. If we take care of our own business, then it'll play out the way it should.
That focus has worked pretty well over the last while, wouldn't you say? Winners of 6 year last seven?
Yeah, we've taken it one game at a time, and we had to go on the road and be road warriors, and we want to establish ourselves at home as having a home field advantage, you know, it's that time of the year where the weather's changing as well, so there's a different dynamic to the games. It's tougher to play when it's colder, and teams, you'll be able to see whether the teams are able to adjust and play in the cold weather, and some teams won't be able to. So the environment changes, the focus stays the same.
Jeremy O'Day with us for the Wireless Age McDougal Auctioneers and Salford Group. So the Eskimos, a lot of talk about them coming in here today. They've, you know, want to avoid a third straight loss. They've struggled, but your thoughts on them as a team? I'm looking at their roster. That is a talented bunch.
Yeah, they are. They're a talented group. They've been bitten by the injury bug, and they're a different team from last year, different team from when we saw them the last time we played them as well. But, you know, anytime you're playing a team that's led by Mike Riley, he's capable of winning games on his own. You know, he's a true professional that's going to put a lot of work in and a lot of preparation in. And, you know, the key to the game is for us to try to slow him down. And offensively, the same boring thing that I always say is you know, avoid turnovers. Create turnovers on defense and try to play well on all three phases.
I tell you, an enigma last week. You lost the turnover battle handily, but won the game. How'd you do that?
Well, I think last week what happened is you know, we started to get on a roll on offense where we were probably one of our more productive games on offense. And I think if you looked at the overall numbers, you know, offensively, we were probably double the numbers of what they had. And, you know, they had a big play on their punt return there that kind of swung the momentum. But, you know, overall, I thought we did a good job of controlling the ball and had the ball for a long period of time. I thought we were in command for most of the game. And unfortunately, we gave a couple big plays there.
The only question I have left for you is Cady Cannon, number 20, makes his Rider debut, or at least he's on the roster for this game. Rookie out of Baylor. What can you tell me about him?
Well, he's an explosive player. We've scouted him since he was a freshman at Baylor. He was a highly productive receiver for them at Baylor. I think he had over 3,000 yards in 3 years at Baylor. Came out in the draft early, and he's been to a couple NFL camps. We've been in discussions with him even as far back as last year. Finally got an opportunity to get him here. He's been on our practice roster for the last, I believe, 3 weeks. And he's a player that we've been wanting to try to get on the roster. We feel like we do have quite a bit of depth at receiver, but we've got bitten by the injury bug a little bit there, and it's an opportunity for us to get him on there and you know, see what he can retain in the offense and see if he can go out and give us a little bit of spark and maybe an add element to our offense.
All right, Jeremy, thanks for this. Good luck today, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Rod. You too.
Riders Jeremy O'Day for Pioneer Protector Harvest Max CR, Young's Equipment, Hal Insurance, and Casinos Regina and Moose Jaw. Always entertaining. We'll be right back to Mosaic Stadium after this break on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Okay, back to Mosaic Stadium, 54 minutes away from kickoff. Riders and Eskimos coming up. We are brought to you by Sunbelt Rentals, Western Pizza, Flamin Sales, and your Sask Party Caucus. Scruffy joins me here in the broadcast booth. And yeah, Scruffy, we got a lot of time to talk about today's matchup between these West Division foes. But although there's not been a lot of points scored in Montreal this afternoon, this is turning into must-see TV in the fourth quarter. They just lifted the lid on the fourth. The Stampeders lead Montreal 7-6, but they just scored the Stamps a touchdown. They were scoreless through three quarters, and Montreal's got a chance to win this football game.
Yeah, and first off, happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. I did not see this coming. The Calgary Stampeders in Montreal, you would think this wouldn't be much of a contest, but everything I've heard, Johnny Manziel has played pretty well today. Obviously, it's a defensive struggle. There's going to be a lot of questions asked with this game today, regardless of the final score, because the Calgary Stampeders, is the late season swoon starting? And you have to ask that question, considering what the Stampeders have done the last few years.
Talk about Manziel. I've watched the whole game. I came to this stadium early to watch it, and he has looked great. I'm not sure it's going to be enough. It looks like the Calgary Stampeders have woken up, which is their MO sometimes, as you know, in the fourth quarter. Now, but the question is, and you just heard me talk to Jeremy O'Day about it, how badly do the Rough Riders really want first place because of that week 20 bye? Let's just assume they finish first.
Ooh.
They would have the bye on semifinal weekend. There'd be 3 weeks in between games. I've been examining this a lot. And Jeremy's answer was, we just want to win all our remaining games and let the chips fall.
Yep.
I guess at the end of the day, you'd still want that 50-50 shot to get to the Grey Cup. You would.
Mm-hmm.
But the three-week layoff is a lot. It's that whole rest versus rust argument.
And was it last year or 2 years ago the Calgary Stampeders were in that situation?
2 years ago.
And
they won.
They got to the Grey Cup, but they didn't win. Would we be happy getting to the Grey Cup and losing?
No.
No? I think Jeremy's right. You just got to play this thing out. You have to hope that the Calgary Stampeders, to steal a line from Chris Jones, stubbed their toe a couple of times, and play your cards with what you're dealt. And if the Riders, I don't know if the Riders can catch Calgary for first. Obviously,
well, here's what they can do. If the Riders win today and Calgary loses today, and we go into Calgary in 2 weeks and win, the Riders will have first place, assuming they win the rest of their games.
It can happen. But you know what? Let's just concentrate on the Edmonton Eskimos first, because it was funny, because I was just talking to our good friends Dave Campbell and Morley Scott before I came in here. You know, the Bombers, they seem to be over what was bugging them. The Eskimos aren't playing well. But if they win here today, all that pressure all of a sudden comes to Team Green. So this, you know, and I just put this out on Twitter a few minutes ago. It's not a playoff game, but it is. The Riders have to win this game today, because I think if they win this game, they've got a home playoff game. And I know there's a lot of football to be played between now and then, but I think today's the day.
Yeah, but guess what? The Eskimos have to win too, if they have any designs.
Yep.
Although, with the Argos losing in BC on Saturday, it has cinched a crossover for a third straight year. There will be a crossover. Yep. So you've heard a massive sigh of relief in the markets of Winnipeg, Edmonton, and BC. And mathematically, the Riders could still finish in fourth place. That goes to the importance of this game. But I guess when you're talking about first, and I shouldn't speak for the Riders, if I was on Calgary radio on Saturday, I said, we'll just defer first place to you guys because we don't want the layoff. Statistically, your numbers would drop, your chances of getting to the Grey Cup, if you had to play on semifinal weekend. So my guess is they'd still take first in that layoff.
Oh, absolutely. I think they would. I don't know what their injury situation will be between now and the end of the year, but if you've got guys nicked up, 3 weeks can heal you pretty quick, and you want to have your best roster, obviously, for the Western Final and then beyond. So if it happens, great. If not, so be it. But as I said, I think here today, getting a W today will ensure the fact that we are here for at least the Western semifinal.
And let's not forget, I'm sure Ballsy and company talked about it, if you want to win the season series over Edmonton, you got to win by 8 points or more today. Mm-hmm. So that's something to be watching for today. And you know it'll be in the back of Chris Jones' mind. To have a season series clincher in your back pocket, you'd want it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, again, I think there might be some people out there that might be watching the game today, if it is a close game, going, well, what are they doing? You know, like, what's happening here, whether it be an offense or defense? But yeah, you've got to win this football game by 8 points to win the season series. So we'll see what happens here this afternoon. I think it's going to be a good football game. I think it will be a game that will be decided by 10 or less points. So, you know, Mike Riley always plays well against the Riders. Obviously, the Eskimos put up a stinker at home last week against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. They don't want to have another game like that today. Let's get it going.
49 minutes away from kickoff, still to come. Riders head coach and general manager Chris Jones and quarterback Zach Caleros. Scruffy and I will return after this break. It's the Rider Nation pregame across the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 46 minutes away from kickoff at sunshiny Mosaic Stadium in Regina. Fall football weather, plus 5 degrees. We'll get to the full weather conditions upcoming for Edder Seeds. Mitchell Blair and I brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, Connexus Credit Union, Marcus in New Holland, and Houston Pizza. Still updating that game in Montreal for you. The Stampeders, a 7-6 lead over the Alouettes. 10.5 to go from Percival Molson Stadium. As you've said, Mitch, and everybody has, these standings in the West can turn on a dime, and they could here today. I mean, I'm looking at this Edmonton roster. Chris Jones has said it over and over again. They're going to get Mike Riley's best shot today. The Eskimos are backed into a corner, and I'm looking at their roster. They've got injuries, but the Riders have injuries. This is a great football team coming in here today. I don't know what's not clicking for the Eskimos on this stretch where they've lost 5 of their last 7.
Yeah, something just doesn't seem right. I only got a chance to see a little bit of their game against Winnipeg last week, but I listened to it coming back from the Rams game in Winnipeg. Edmonton just doesn't seem to be themselves, and I can't put a finger on it, but there's just something wrong there. But Roddy, when it comes to today's game, I think it's going to, and you can say this about a lot of games, I think it comes down to the O-line today. I believe these teams are number 2 and 3 in quarterback sacks, so I think it could be a day where Zach Collaros and Mike Riley are meeting up with Odell Willis and Charleston Hughes. I think whatever team can keep its quarterback upright today is going to win this football game. And you know, you've got two teams that like to get to the quarterback and like to get at the quarterback. I think today is going to be a big test for both O-lines.
Well, when you talk about the Eskimos, is there anything, do you think, to the pressure of being the host city for the Grey Cup? You know what it was like here in 2013. It was immense. And while, and I spent a lot of time with Eskimos people the last couple days, while it's not talked about in the streets of Edmonton every day like it was here in 2013, the pressure is more internal. And Len Rhodes, the president of the Eskimos, made it very clear going into the season, hey, Jason Maas, we expect to be in the game in our own house. I wonder if that's affected
them
at all.
The question was given to Jason Maas. Was it given to Brock Sunderland? Because you and I have talked about this. What has Edmonton done to improve their football team this year? In 2013, the Riders went out and got guys that they felt could get them to and win the Grey Cup. You know, I think about G. Roy Simon as one. There was a couple of other guys. Dwight Anderson was another one. They got there. What have the Eskimos done this year? And that's what just confuses me. And I don't know if that message was given to Brock Sunderland or not, but this was an Eskimo team that I thought at the start of the year, after last year, was very close to being with Calgary, and I thought they were right there and would make the moves that have been made. And now, you know, you lose today, you could be in the crossover. And maybe that's what they want to do. Maybe they want an Edmonton-Calgary and Edmonton-Saskatchewan Grey Cup.
Well, save for the loss of Brandon Zylstra, which is huge, and the loss of Darrell Mitchell, the wide receiver, which is huge, there's not a lot of changes. They've added Martise Jackson a couple weeks ago, and he's been good. But I'm with you. It was not an all-star team assembled, but like you said, they were in the West Final last year in Calgary. They didn't have to add a lot.
No. And Duke Williams has had a much more bigger impact with the team this year. Mike Riley is Mike Riley. C.J. Gable is C.J. Gable. I guess they got, what, Alex Bazzi? But is that going to put you over the top? No. So it's a real mystery to me as to why the Eskimos haven't done more to improve their team.
Well, when you talk about the line of scrimmage battle today, and I'm with you, that's where it'll be won or lost. Week 8 was the last time these two teams met. And the Eskimos won by, I believe it was 9. Was it 7? Either way, it was week 8. And all year, the Eskimos had only given up 4 sacks total the prior 7 weeks. That day in Edmonton, the Riders sacked Mike Riley 4 times. He was a below 50% completion percentage. I don't know what the Riders did that day specifically, but I know they're going to try and do the same thing here today.
Well, they have to, because that's the way to get Mike Riley off his game, is when you make him uncomfortable. And again, I know that's a Captain Obvious statement, but if you give Mike Riley time, he will tear you apart. He's got enough guys out there that can make catches, and Duke Williams is one of them. Duke Williams is going to play today, despite the fact he has a bad shoulder, but he can find Mitchell, he can find Stafford, he can get McCarty coming out of the backfield. The more pressure you put on Mike Riley, the more uncomfortable he becomes, and as Chris Jones has said several times, You have to keep Mike Riley from getting outside because he can kill you with his feet if he has to as well.
Scruffy, we'll see you at halftime.
All right, ready.
That's Mitchell Scruffy Blair. We're 40 minutes away from kickoff here at Mosaic Stadium. Luke Mullinder joins me in the broadcast booth when we return. This is the Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Live from Mosaic Stadium in Saskatchewan, the Canadian Football League is on the air. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is Rod Peterson alongside Luke Mullinder. And today in Canada's football capital, the 9-5 Saskatchewan Rough Riders host the 7-7 Edmonton Eskimos. Luke, the season series is on the line today. Plus, it's a battle of two teams going in opposite directions. The Riders have won 6 of their last 7. Well, the Eskimos have dropped 5 of their last 7. Do you see that trend continuing here this afternoon?
Well, it's going to take a lot if the Saskatchewan Rough Riders plan to come out of here with a victory today. This is an Edmonton Eskimos team that cannot get out of their own way. The last two games, we've been talking about it all week, as a matter of fact, Rod. You look at their Ottawa game, their Ottawa loss. Six touchdowns taken off the board due to 106 yards in penalties. You look at the last game they played in Winnipeg, 7 turnovers, right? This is a team that is talented. They've got so many good individual players, but they got to find a way to put it together. So this will be their best effort. You look at the standings right now, you've got Winnipeg, BC, and Edmonton all in the same area. And usually the Western Conference looks like, hey, there's 3 guys and then there's a 4th team that's probably going to cross over. Not this year. All 5 teams within an earshot of the playoffs. This will be one of their best efforts.
Well, and as we look at the 3 keys for the football game today, Riders have not mentioned this being a must-win. They want to win them all, but for the Eskimos, it truly is. You feel this is their Grey Cup shot here today.
This is their playoff game. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders need to start fast today. Edmonton is a team, again, that they've been shooting themselves in the face almost. They're going to be in playoff mode. Look at the standings, folks. This is going to be their best shot coming out here quickly. They've got talented players. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders have to be ready in response.
Well, the Riders, 2nd most sacks in the CFL, sacks made, that is, are going to be trying to get after Mike Riley this afternoon. Mm-hmm. That's your 2nd key for Edmonton, protecting the reigning MOP of the league.
And honestly, that's one of the keys to the game for any team that has Edmonton in front of them. You have to be able to either get to Mike Riley or at least keep him in the pocket and make him make throws from the pocket. It's been a very interesting change of events. The last time the Saskatchewan Rough Riders saw the Edmonton Eskimos, Mike Riley was one of the least sacked quarterbacks in the Canadian Football League. Coming into this game, he's been sacked a ton. They're no longer one of the teams that are protecting their quarterback at a premium level. So again, keep him in the pocket if you can. You got to find ways to pressure him. Winnipeg did a great job. Winnipeg last week against Edmonton looked like they threw pressure at him every 2nd and 7-plus situation. It's going to be really interesting to see what type of strategy Chris Jones comes out with defensively, because last time they played Edmonton, they did well against him. It's time to build.
And key number 3 for Saskatchewan on offense, you'd like to see them get the screens and draw game going today.
Yeah, so this is a very active defensive front. Now, I've been on record saying that Mike Benavides does not employ a complicated scheme by any means. It's very basic. And one of the things that Mike Benavides does is he says, hey, guys, I believe in you. You go out and make the plays. And it's a very active defensive front. Okay, and today's broadcast will probably be able to pick out when they're going to pressure and when they're going to run some stunts, right? But this is a team. They've got an impressive young Canadian in Kwaku Boateng. They can get upfield. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Saskatchewan Rough Riders O-line taking advantage of their need to get upfield. Let them go. Maybe you can sneak some screens underneath today. It'll be a good way to get east-west fast and then attack north if you start employing those with your wide receivers. So I think that might be up in terms of strategy for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
We are 35 minutes away from kickoff. This portion of the pregame brought to you by TruFlex Canola with Roundup Ready technology. A new legacy begins. Special blend by Weiser's, SaskTel, and Young's Equipment. When we come back, the Chris Jones Show. This is the Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 32 minutes away from kickoff at Mosaic Stadium. It's time for the Chris Jones Show, brought to you by Seedmaster, CAA Saskatchewan, McDougall Auctioneers, and AGCO. And at his pregame news conference, the Riders head coach agreed this game has a playoff feel.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I was just talking to somebody earlier that, you know, hopefully we've done enough to prepare them that that they're ready for this moment, you know, in their house and basically playing an opponent that's been a very tough opponent that's won a lot of football games with a guy that's been in a MOP. He's won a Grey Cup, a guy that's been in these situations before, and hopefully we've done enough to prepare them for that, you know, because I can assure you that none of the coaches are going to make any tackles tomorrow. So hopefully we've done something to make them, you know, be in the moment when they line up in bunch. We're able to communicate. We line up in stack. We can communicate. When we go on two, we can stay on side. All those sorts of little things that the good teams do.
Week 8, when they won, their roster is not much different now than then, I don't think, nor yours. How different are the teams, the way they're playing from then?
Well, again, I mean, they've lost some close football games too. I mean, certainly they got to protect Mike, and they know it. I mean, so it's they got to run the football effectively, but it's nothing any different than what we've got to do. We got to protect Zach, and we've got to run the football effectively in order to win the game. And so it's going to be a really good football game.
What do you guys are 6-1 since that game? What's been the key to kind of the catalyst from that game? What's your team done better since?
Yeah, you know what? It's hard to just put a finger on one thing. I mean, we played some close football games in the games that we lost. I mean, even the game in Edmonton came down to a couple of quarterback sneaks, and the game could have been the other direction. So, I mean, continuing to believe in what we do and continuing to work hard in the weight room and, you know, stay the course.
What do you remember about Mike coming off of a bad game and that week of preparation, what he was like as far as his focus, his preparation?
It's razor sharp. I assure you that nobody's working any harder than him. I mean, he's a guy that he's got a lot of pride, and he's going to, you know, you're going to get his best shot tomorrow. That's what I just told the football team. I mean, you know, they're, you know, everybody's talking all bad about them like they was talking all bad about us a few weeks ago. So we can't get ahead of ourselves, and we need to remember that, you know, they're going to come out of that corner fighting, and we're going to get their best shot.
GM of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Chris Jones. We're 30 minutes away from kickoff. When we come back, we'll hear from Rider quarterback Zach Caleros. This is the Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We're counting down to kickoff at Mosaic Stadium, 27 minutes away from the Riders and the Eskimos. It's time to hear from Rough Riders quarterback Zach Caleros, brought to you by the Cooperators. See Jackie Gertson at Gertson Insurance Group in PA, Capital Auto Mall, Nick Service, and Houston Pizza. And at his pregame news conference, the Rider quarterback said these games are all huge here in the home stretch.
You know, all these games out here matter. They're big games because, you know, everybody seems to be winning games, especially in our division right now. So, yeah, it's a big one. You know, we certainly know that, and you could feel it. But once you get out there, I just got done talking to the TSN. Once you're out there and the whistle blows in the first snap, you know, it's just another football game, and you have to do your job and lock into your assignment and execute.
What's the process been like for you to you've had a lot of receivers that you've had to work with, and now you got a bit of a younger group that you're growing together. What's that process been like compared to the start of the season when you're working with a probably more veteran group?
Yeah, it's been a process for sure. But we have a really great group of guys, those young guys, and they're willing to put the work in, and they want to know you know, what I'm thinking, what Coach McAdoo's thinking, what Coach Walsh and Coach Moore are thinking when a play goes in. They're very what's the word I'm looking for? Not curious, but, you know, they do want to know, and they take that information and do a good job of putting it onto the field. So it's been – we've had our ups and downs, especially day one to day two to day three. You know, day one's always tough. Then day two, you know, we walk through it, and, you know, by game day, we're usually on the same page. So but it's a fun group. It's an athletic group. And, you know, like you said, I think we're growing together, and but we have to continue to do that.
You appreciate that they're willing to put in all of that extra time. I mean, you guys are always out there after practice doing a little bit of extra to make sure that you're on the same page. It seems like it's showing.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely appreciate it. You know, all the quarterbacks do. And but again, they want to be good, so they understand why we're asking them to go through the script again or go through a couple plays that we might have not done the right things on. And they get it. It's we're not killing them. Running them too much. It's a lot of walkthroughs and just, again, communicating and trying to get them to understand why we're doing certain things.
That is the quarterback of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, Zach Caleros. We're 24 minutes away from kickoff, and we're checking that game in Montreal. Less than 2 minutes to go. The Stampeders lead the Alouettes by a score of 11-6, and the Alouettes have the ball around their own 40. So we're following that one as we get closer to kickoff in hours. We'll go down to the sidelines next. This is the Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at Mosaic Stadium, 21 minutes away from kickoff. A couple roster notes for you for the Rough Riders. Their two scratches from their 46-man reserve roster are Canadian wideout number 87, Joshua Stamford, and sophomore import corner number 5, Cresden Butler. Well, Michael Ball will be reporting from the sidelines all afternoon for Cooper Tire. Let's join him now as we approach game time.
Thanks, Rod. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Luke and everybody listening across the Riders Radio Network. As a sideline reporter that's seen the weather we've had here lately, I am very thankful for a lovely fall afternoon here for football, Rod. The weather will not be a factor if it holds up like this for a very key game in the Western Division. So yeah, looking forward to it. I'm on the sunny side right now with the Edmonton Eskimos, and it is a couple degrees warmer over here than we have over at the Rider bench on your side of the field, Rod. But yeah, I'll be patrolling both sidelines and expecting a very good football game.
Well, today, I'd stay there if I were you. It looks like it's gonna be a nice day for those on the east side. Ballsy sideline reports are for Cooper Tire. For all season performance, superior handling, and a comfortable ride, see the Cooper Evolution HT Tire at your Cooper Tire dealer. And since Ballsy brought up the weather, let's get to it officially. Partly cloudy here in the Queen City, plus 5 degrees Celsius, and the wind is coming out of the east at 8 kilometers an hour. The field conditions are dry, and you would think that's obvious, but it's not. With all the snow we received earlier on in the week, the snow crews had to do a lot of work just for the Rough Riders to be able to practice on Thursday and Friday. The weather conditions are brought to you by Etter Seeds, your special crop buyer and processor, just east of Regina off Highway 33, online at etterseed.com. We're 20 minutes away from kickoff. Luke and I will return to Mosaic Stadium after this break on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Seventeen minutes away from kickoff as the Rider Nation pregame continues here from Mosaic Stadium for Young's Equipment, Casinos Regina, and Moose Jaw. Always entertaining. Your SAS Party Caucus and Pioneer Protector Harvest Max CR. Well, it's miracle time for Johnny Manziel in Montreal. 15 seconds are left. The Alouettes trail Calgary 12-6. And the Alouettes have the ball on their 45-yard line. So we'll be following that, but it looks like no issues with getting this game kicked off at its regular start time. It'll be 2:07 local time with the kickoff. We mentioned the scratches for the Riders from their 46-man roster. Wideout Joshua Stanford and cornerback Cresden Butler. For the Edmonton Eskimos, they've scratched from their reserve roster defensive back number 23, Godfrey Onyeka, and offensive lineman number 68, Jean-Simon Roy. As we look at the Rough Riders pregame injury report, they've got four players on the one-game injured list for this week. They are wideout Rob Bagg, corner Jovan Johnson, tailback Cameron Marshall, and offensive lineman Taron Vaughn. And the rest of these on the six-game injured list, D-tackle Mikhail Brooks, safety Marc-Olivier Brouillette, linebacker Adrian Clark, kicker Tadir Krapina, wide receiver Jake Hardy, slot back Caleb Hawley, returner Christian Jones, DB Denzel Radford, slot back Naaman Roosevelt, and linebacker Mika Tights. Riders pregame injury report is for the Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association. Injuries cost. Stop. Think. Save a life. Your bottom line. Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association wants to remind you that safety pays. And regarding those injuries, Luke, you were in the booth here about 40 minutes ago when the Riders' John Murphy came in and explained what a lot of people have been questioning. How is it that you had Naaman Roosevelt on the six-game injured list last week, you took him off this week, and then just before the game you put him back on? And Murph explained that in order for Naaman to practice with his team, you got to take him off. If you're on that six-game injured list, you're not allowed to practice with your teammates. He said it's an impossible way to find out if a guy's ready or not, so they took him off, and that was the reasoning behind that.
Yeah, basically they wanted to see him practice with his teammates, see how he felt. He was very close by what obviously we gather from Murph. And, it's just basically something where they need to follow a certain process. I don't think that Rider Nation needs to get all up in arms about him coming off and then getting put back on. I think that it's just right now they're trying to get a look and see how healthy their playmakers are heading into the playoffs.
Well, you can see why they're anxious. He's still the team's leading receiver despite the time he's missed due to injury. Now, I got to ask you this. How closely should the Rider Nation be watching for number 20, wide receiver KD Cannon today?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, KD Cannon's a guy. He declared himself eligible after three very, very productive seasons at Baylor in the Big 12. He's a former four-star recruit coming out of high school, former all-first team Big 12. Again, he's a playmaker, and I think that a guy who declared himself eligible for the draft and bounced around a few teams. He spent some time with the Niners, the Jets, the Rams, the Cowboys, looking for a home. Think he took some bad advice coming out of college, despite how prolific he was for the Baylor Bears. So he's a guy that I think that can make some plays, especially in the Canadian Football League. He's got a big field. He can run by guys, and he can also make the tough catch. So I was actually going back and forth with Murph right before I came back here on the air, and Murph says that he's a guy that might get some reps today. So, again, I'm a fan. I saw him slice up my beloved alma mater in a big-time bowl game when Baylor was against Michigan State a while ago. So, again, a guy that they've worked hard to scout and might be getting an opportunity. I think that he's a playmaker, and he might do some damage if given the opportunity.
Well, he's been on the Riders practice roster for 3 weeks. Today he makes his CFL debut wearing number 20 at wide receiver. We're just minutes away from kickoff here at Mosaic Stadium. We've been brought to you by Salford Group, Connexus Credit Union, SaskTel, and Flamin Sales. When we come back, we'll bring them out. The 9-5 Saskatchewan Roughriders and the 7-7 Edmonton Eskimos are coming up next right here on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.